So this is very important. Always remember, we have nothing to lose. So don't listen to what people say and what the thought tells you. Like, are you serious? This is serious matter. This is not for me or for you. Nothing to do with all this. Do you understand? Just ask yourself, what have I got to lose by taking the Bodhisattva vows? I have nothing to lose but everything to gain, right? And I can develop much understanding from it. The views can guide me along and give me all the understanding to connect, to develop affinity with the Buddha, with all the Buddhas, great Bodhisattvas, and to connect to their nature so that they can always protect, bless, and guide me. Then we can develop profound wisdom. Okay, then I can develop profound gratitude and respect towards them. Then all the wholesomeness will arise for you to strengthen your resolve, to transform the spiritual faculties into spiritual powers. From then on, you will progress very fast. Then you will determine to do all this because you have benefited from all these beings that go this way. Do you understand? It is your turn now. If you have the condition and the understanding to go this way, so that in future you can also benefit other living beings by playing your role. Whenever you do all this, you are not doing it for living beings, because the nature's law of karma is such, you reap what you sow. Hence, whatever you do or have perfected is for your own nature. That's why in future, if you come, you will receive all this wholesomeness, because it is just like what I used to share with you when my nature came. How come everything just fall into place and come together? And how come this nature of mine could receive the Buddha Dharma so easily and so fast? Sometimes the teacher or guide, whoever who spoke the truth, had not realized or penetrated those truths. But this nature of mine just listened and he understood and penetrated the truth. This is because this is the way this nature has been giving and sharing for so many lives, eons and eons. That's why when it came, it can receive equally fast. That's the reason why whatever wholesomeness you do, it must come back to your nature, because you reap what you sow. If you plant the seed of wholesomeness, goodness, virtue, you will receive the fruit of virtue and wholesomeness. In Mandarin, it's even more beautiful. That is why the law of karma is such. You plant the condition, you will receive the result, the fruit of it. You plant the seed of virtue, you will reap the fruit of virtue. You plant the seed of evil, you will reap the affliction of suffering and evil. This is the law of karma, and it will just manifest. That's why between the two, which will you choose? Do you want to choose to plant the seed of heedlessness through your delusion, or otherwise? If you do that, then your karmic nature will fall. You will become miserable life after life whenever you come. The choice is very obvious, isn't it? If you want to plant the seed of wholesomeness and virtue, then what must you do? You must train your mind to be heedful, to understand what constitutes evil. Then you have to keep your precept, because this is the law of karma. You reap what you sow. So do good begets good. Do evil begets evil. The reason why you have to do this is because, according to Lord Buddha, there is a nature's law, and each and every living being is born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. If you still don't wake up to this right view and determine to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil and do good, so that you can take care of your karma, you are going to have a lot of suffering and affliction in future. Even if you start cultivating now, it's going to take you quite a while to clean up all these karmic negativities. But this good condition can from now on give rise to more wholesome karmic friction with little or no more evil karma. Then only can you have the causes and condition to plant this goodness over a long period of time, so that in future, whenever you come, you don't have to pay back anywhere of those karmic negativity born of evil action. So whatever negativity or karma, So I read the last paragraph again. Even if you start cultivating now, it's going to take you quite a while to clean up all this karmic negativity. But this good condition can from now onward give rise to more wholesome karmic friction with little or no more evil karma. Then only can you have the causes and condition to plant this goodness over a longer period of time, so that in future, whenever you come, you don't have to pay back any more of those karmic negativity born of evil action. So whatever negativity of karma left, it will be very mild. Like recently, then my left leg had problem because the muscle developed spasm. It was meant to be the treatment by Brother Vincent. Took 1.5 hours and I had to endure the pain, which I endured. Brother Vincent, he is like a doctor, a Chinese sensei, came twice to my house and I had a lot of gratitude towards him and I thank him. But I would rather take this pain in this physical form, on this physical body, via this way, rather than to have it pay back to an accident landing up in hospital, which will be a lot worse. Instead of having severe bodily injuries, you just take it through a different way, which is a lot milder. This cultivation can bring about this understanding for you to avoid some of the karmic negativities. This is possible because you know how to break your karmic obstruction first. Then you vow to repent and not to repeat all this. You also know how to invoke power of merit for you to go the right way. In future, after that, all your cultivation will be in accordance with the law of nature or law of karma, and your progress will be all the way forward. No more falling back. Then life after life, you will accumulate a lot of blessing, virtue, and understanding until you can hardly commit any evil. So true cultivators of the way of Bodhisattva, they are very unique. They are very different. That's why with this understanding, when you take the Bodhisattva vow and go this way, you become very different. Your cultivation become very different. Your wisdom also grow and become very extensive and comprehensive. So all these are very important understanding. Okay, there is one more part. I finish up there. Okay, this life when I came, I realized I have very little karmic debt to pay back. And they were relatively mild or minor. Even though minor, they were still there. But comparatively, I felt like very blessed. Because everything went my way. It was like I was very well protected everywhere, every moment, every instant while going through life. This is possible because I understand the teaching and know how to invoke power of merits and vows, develop affinity with all the great beings and their nature to protect, guide, and bless me, my nature. All these are very important understandings.